I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions has been interviewed by special counsel Robert Mueller's office in connection with its investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election. The New York Times reports that Sessions was interviewed for several hours as part of his broader Russia probe in whether President Donald Trump has obstructed justice since taking office last January. A Justice Department spokesman confirmed the report to VOA but declined to comment any further. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence reiterated Tuesday the Trump administration's view that the international deal on Iran's nuclear program should be changed and said moving the U.S. embassy in Israel to Jerusalem is a tangible sign of U.S. commitment. Also while in Jerusalem during his four-day Middle East trip, Pence stood with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, where the Prime Minister commented about their discussions.
We discussed both common challenges and common opportunities in a very turbulent Middle East. And the foremost challenge comes from Iran. The tyrants of Tehran have spent billions of dollars spreading murder and mayhem throughout the Middle East to advance their poisonous ideology.
And Pence in the United States and President Trump announced that the United States would move its embassy to Israel to Jerusalem by the end of 2019. Vice President Pence wraps up a four-day Middle East trip this Tuesday. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis issued a strong rebuke of Turkey's offensive against a U.S.-allied Kurdish militia in northern Syria, saying it's distracting from the fight against Islamic State militants. Turkey last week began bombing and has sent troops into northern Syria's Kurdish-controlled region of Afrin. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson Monday said Washington must pay closer attention to its special relationship with Britain, even though President Donald Trump has yet to visit London.
Both from a security standpoint, but also from an economic standpoint. And we need to pay attention to that relationship and the importance of this relationship on a bilateral basis as well, while we work together in common cause to address some of these serious conflicts around the world that confront both of our nations.
Tillerson also plans to meet with the European signatory nations to the Iran nuclear deal as the Trump administration seeks changes to the 2015 agreement. U.S. President Trump has signed a bill reopening the federal government, ending a three-day partial shutdown. That was triggered in part by a partisan brawl over immigration. Late Monday, members of the House of Representatives voted to approve the bill. The U.S. Senate passed earlier in the day. The so-called continuing resolution keeps the government funded until February 8th to allow Congress time to reach a longer-term budget agreement. South Korea and China criticized the decision Monday by President Trump to impose stiff tariffs on imports of washing machines and solar panels. The action followed a conclusion by the U.S. International Trade Commission that found that imported products were a substantial cause of serious injury to domestic manufacturers.
Think that will go anywhere?
Possible, because this arrangement that President Trump took is perfectly legal under U.S. law, but other countries claim that it's not necessarily compatible with WTO law.
That's Lewis Coles, head of Asia Economics at the Hong Kong-based Oxford Economics Consultancy, speaking with VOA's Victor Beatty. Call says it has been long expected that Mr. Trump would eventually act more aggressively on trade matters as part of his America First campaign. South Korea said the tariffs violate World Trade Organization rules, and Samsung and LG are expected to be hit hard by these tariffs. China, the world's largest solar panel producer, called it an overreaction. North and South Korea continue to engage in cross-border visits ahead of next month's Winter Olympics in the South, as the bitter rivals press ahead with an agreement for the North to take part in the Games. A delegation from South Korea traveled to the North Tuesday for a three-day visit to look over potential venues for joint events linked to the Games, the first such official visits in 2 years. The trip comes one day after a North Korean delegation departed Seoul after a two-day visit. China is sending a top economic advisor and rising politician to lead its largest entourage to date to attend the World Economic Forum in Davos this week. More than 130 members will join Liu He to attend the global economic gathering. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's VOA. One.